Now, eating a diet rich in nuts, oil, fish and vegetables, commonly known as the Mediterranean diet, is so good for your heart. It's more effective than cholesterol-lowering drugs like statins. Well, that is according to Italian researchers. They reckon that having a Mediterranean diet could help people with existing heart problems live longer. Now, one of these researchers found that people who ate the sorts of foods that we're talking about were a third less likely to die early than those who ate larger quantities of things like red meat, such as beef and also butter. So what truth is there in this, and could changing your diet alone ever be the answer? Well, Alan Newman is with Priya Chu, who's a registered dietitian. She's also a nutritionist from Southampton. Alan, the Mediterranean diet then, are you surrounded by tomatoes and olive oil?
Always here in Bitton Park. I'm here with Priya Chu. Very healthy house, I can tell you. It's so healthy that in the back garden there's a very large Pilates studio that by 1 o'clock today will be full of people doing Pilates. Priya's specialist area is sort of slightly more complicated dietary needs, IBS, eating disorders, those kinds of things. But we're going to talk to her in just a moment. If you're listening to this and you're on statins, this could be a piece of radio that could change your life. 37% more likely to get an extra 10 years out of your life if you change your diet. The study looked at 1,200 people who had a history of heart problems, heart attacks, strokes, arteries, that kind of thing, over 7 years. And what it found was the closer they were to eating a Mediterranean-style diet, the better their life expectancy. Could it be true? I was in the Mediterranean in the summer. I drank a lot of red wine, ate cheese and bread. It was a great diet. I'm sure nothing like the one we're about to hear about from Priya. If you jump onto the government's own Eat Well guide, you will see a suggested plate and it has a lot of porridge and Weetabix and potatoes on it. Again, not common in the Mediterranean diet. But before you think it's just another fad, bear this in mind. America, the whole of the USA, the National Cholesterol Education Program, which is essentially their healthy eating NHS in our country, has said that low fat doesn't work. It just simply isn't delivering the results, and they are switching to a Mediterranean style diet. So it is big news, but what's it really about, and is it going to get people off statins if you're on statins at the moment? Well, a lady who's got some strong ideas about this is Priya Chu, sitting next to me, not quite in her Pilates full regalia, but certainly will be at 1 o'clock. Priya, when you hear this about the Mediterranean diet, do your eyes roll and you think this is nonsense? Is it the word diet you don't like? Or is this good news for dietitians who are looking to improve the health of the UK? What's your initial reaction?
I got really excited when I read the research, actually, because we know that the Mediterranean diet is something that does work. I don't like the word diet on the end of it. I prefer talking about a Mediterranean eating plan or a Mediterranean lifestyle, and that's what we really want to be going for. And when we talk about Mediterranean eating, we're not talking about red wine, bread and cheese, unfortunately. We are talking about fish, plenty of fruit and vegetables, having more nuts and seeds in your diet. That's not your dry roasted peanuts, though. That's things like your walnuts and your almonds, for example. Talking about reducing salt, having less saturated fat from things like red meat in your diet, and having plenty of olive oil as a healthy fat rather than having things like butter and lard, for example.
Let me just jump in there, because most people listening to this, if they've even got a vague interest in diet, will think, yes, oily fish, nuts, fruit and vegetables. There's nothing in there to surprise me. However, fat. I now genuinely believe that it's good to eat fat, full fat milk, butter, or bacon, all those kind of things. And actually the carb is bad. You shouldn't be having so much carb. Now, that is a little bit Mediterranean-ish in the way that they would have olive oil. They're not putting margarine on things.
That's right. And you're absolutely right that fat has kind of come out slightly bad at the minute, hasn't it? We've got this whole thing about fat is bad and carb is bad. The thing with the Mediterranean diet is, yes, they eat plenty of olive oil and they're also having oily fish and they've got the oils from their nuts and their seeds. What they're not doing is they're not having lots of cheese, for example. They're not having lots of biscuits and cakes and chocolate. And when you look at the UK diet, that is what we do, and that's the difference.
This diet is famous for not delivering weight loss, but for delivering a longer life. That's what this is about, not weight loss, if I'm right. Stop me if I'm not. But the other thing it's saying is that it can get me off statins.
Well, I think that's quite a bold claim, and one that it's questionable as to whether we can make it or not. From what I've read, what this diet definitely can do is it can reduce your blood pressure. It can help with type 2 diabetes, so it can reduce the risk by about 50%. It can reduce your bad cholesterol levels. It can reduce the risk of stroke and heart disease. When we combine all of that, you can see that you've got a really healthy way of eating that is going to help anybody who has got any risk factors for chronic diseases. So it could stop you from having to go on to statins.
Okay, well, there you go, Sasha. There's a little introduction for you there. It's slightly more complicated. We've simplified it to make it a pleasant plateful of radio for you. But no matter what you say now to me, and you say it's just another fad or whatever, it will extend your life if you change your diet in line with this, particularly if you've got heart problems. Agree or disagree?
What, me? You're asking me?
Yeah.
Well, look, this is certainly what the figures sound like. And when I looked at the figures, it seemed utterly ridiculous, the difference that it made. And Pierre, I'm guessing, you know, the caveat on all of this is don't just suddenly come off statins and start eating olive oil. Go and see your doctor. Go and see your GP.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. We would never recommend that anyone just comes off medication without having medical advice.
No, but really, the figures they've got, though, I think it's what, from a couple of Italian villages that they studied, wasn't it? And the other thing was, it's so much easier to follow a Mediterranean diet in the summer, because you know, in the UK,
yes.
Because there is nothing worse than trying to eat sort of like some oily fish and salad in the winter. You can't do it in the UK. You want your stews.
It doesn't have to be salad, though. You can still have your stews. It's just the way that they're cooked and making sure you've got plenty of vegetables in them, cutting down the red meat. So in the Mediterranean countries, they use a lot more pulses. So if I was doing something like a casserole, I might use some chicken, I might put some lentils in there, plenty of vegetables in a tomato sauce. That's still Mediterranean style eating.
That sounds all right, actually, doesn't it? But then not the bottle of red wine to go along with it.
Well, maybe just a glass.
Oh, Priya, thank you. And I can't believe you've got a Pilates studio in your back garden.
I know, it's so exciting. It's my favourite room in the whole house.
I'm not surprised. Thank you. Alan, are you going to have a go at the Pilates later?
No, because I've actually been kneeling down now for over 7 minutes and I can't feel my hips, let alone my legs. Pilates is not for me. Some of this food might be, but not Pilates.
All right. Cheers, both. Thank you. It's BBC Radio 7 coming out to 20 minutes past 11.